Country Club FM.
The Friday Bob Almanac. Last day of July already, and we need to go back to yesterday's show.
Yes.
Both your staff and my staff, big, big miss. Big, big swing and a miss yesterday. Just huge. I don't know. We missed this. It was a gone but not forgotten that we missed.
First she squeezes the tomatoes, then she squeezes the melon, and now she's squeezing the new Charmin bathroom tissue.
Oh, no.
Please don't squeeze the Charmin.
Mr. Whipple. Mr. Whipple, Dick Wilson, he was on the list. I know your staff didn't have it, and I looked. It was there. I must have looked at it, and Dick Wilson, it didn't even register that he was Mr. Whipple.
I am.
And then I came across it later on as I was doing my prep for today.
Yeah.
My preparation.
Your preparation age.
Which includes a nap. Mm-hmm. Between 10 and noon.
Right.
So Mr. Whipple, Dick Wilson, would have been in our Gone But Not Forgotten list yesterday, 1916. Don't squeeze the Charmin.
I am disappointed that I missed that, yeah.
Today, Friday, July 31st, 213th day of the year, 153 left. It is the last day of July already. What will you remember most about July, Neil?
Mask mandate.
Yes, that did come into play in July, did it not? 1790, this date. We talk about our patents of the day. This is the first ever U.S. patent. It's not patent number one because for like a century, they did not give numbers to patents. But this was the first ever U.S. patent that was granted. And it was granted to Samuel Hopkins. And it's nothing sexy. It's nothing real fancy. It's potash. Potash, a process to make potash, which is basically fertilizer. That's it. 1790. Not all that exciting.
No, it's not really. But we needed it.
1922, Ralph Samuelson, an 18-year-old man, rides in the world's first water skis. A couple of planks of wood pulled behind a boat. It happened at Lake Pepin.
Yeah, I was going to say Lake Pepin.
Lake Pepin in Minnesota, right on the border.
Lake City there.
Yeah, Lake City, home of
Randy Brewer.
Yeah, 1922. First ever water skis invented in Minnesota. That's really something.
That's cool.
Let's remember Jim Reeves today.
I love you because you understand it.
What did they call him, Neil?
Gentleman Jim Reeves.
He was Gentleman Jim. Not many, much smoother.
Oh my goodness.
Countrypolitan is what they called this. Countrypolitan.
So good.
And he died on this day, 1964. He was piloting in his own plane, and you know, just kind of like JFK Jr. and some of those others, John Denver and those who are pilots, but maybe not as experienced. And he lost the horizon. I believe it was a foggy day, and became disoriented in his plane crash near Nashville, Tennessee. It was a sad day in country music on this date.
Very much so.
In 1964.
Left us a lot of great tunes that I don't think any other radio station around is playing them except us.
I just played Welcome to My World yesterday, I think, on the all-request lunch hour.
Well done.
Probably should take a Jim Reeves request today, too, on the anniversary of his death.
Rude if we didn't.
1964. Now, 1969, this date, Moscow police reporting that thousands of Moscow telephone booths had been inoperable, and they've been made inoperable. They've been
what happened?
They've been cannibalized by thieves who had stolen phone parts in order to convert their acoustic guitars to electric. Word finally made its way to Moscow that Bob Dylan had gone electric, so people went to the phone booths and dismantled, as we said, cannibalized the phone booths so they could turn their acoustic guitars into electric guitars.
Never heard it. You're not making this up?
No, I'm not making it up. It's true. It was in the news, this date, in 1969.
I didn't know that technology was hidden in those phones.
1971, Apollo 15, they broke out the Suzuki Quad Runner.
Oh. Boarded the rover for their first exploration.
Okay, we're moving forward, Joe.
Roger.
They were headed toward St. George Crater,
So David Scott and James Irwin, the astronauts, jumped into their lunar rover vehicle, the LRV. It's basically a lunar dune buggy.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
And they were driving out on the moonscape, and it was electric. It might be the world's first ever electric dune buggy. 1971 here in the state. It's still up there somewhere. That'd be a great reclamation project. Go up there and bring it down. It'd probably bring a pretty good penny here.
They stopped cheese curds there. They had a little stand.
Well, there's a drive-in. It was a drive-in, and they came out. They were on roller skates and the whole thing.
Right.
So that was in 71. 72, you must remember Chicago White Sox infielder Dick Allen.
Oh, for Richie Allen, we used to call him, but Dick Allen, yes.
He was a badass.
He was.
I mean, he had the mutton chops. He had the helmet without the flaps on, and you would see him in the dugout smoking a heater.
He was like Shaft.
Was
bad.
He hit two inside the park homers on this date. Against?
Don't tell me.
The Twins.
The Twins.
Burt Blyleven.
Oh, my.
8-1, the White Sox over the Twins. Doesn't say whether it was at Comiskey or Met Stadium. But two inside the parkers for Dick Allen.
He had great power. He had most of his home runs, I would tell you, into the seats.
Well, he was an MVP one of the years. Yeah. Maybe it was that year.
Could have been.
1980, China's population reached $1 billion. Or 1 billion people.
Yeah, there we go.
Not $1 billion. Where are they now? Are they about 1.5 billion? They haven't made it to 2 billion.
Don't think so.
No, China's population, 1 billion, 1980. In 81, baseball again.
Good evening, fans. The national pastime, which for the last 50 days has been a national pain in the neck, will be resumed in Cleveland on August 9th with the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, and the following day, all teams should be back in action.
I was 11 years old. It was the baseball strike. I hated it. It wasn't good.
No.
It looks like baseball's kind of headed that direction again. Out of all the sports, they have the most issues.
For sure.
When it comes to labor peace
and
collective bargaining agreements, it goes all the way back to the reserve clause and the fight for free agency in baseball. It's long standing, so that was in 81. 1989, sorry for all the baseball today, but, Twins are going, and it's got baseball on our mind. 1989, this was the date that the Twins became the first team ever to trade a reigning Cy Young Award winner, Frank Viola.
Yep.
Who had signed a big contract, but it wasn't big enough. And there was some contentious negotiating that had taken place between the Twins and Viola. He wasn't happy. He had won the Cy Young in 88 and wasn't pitching that well in 89. Things were souring, and we sent him to the Mets. We sent Frank Viola in his circle change to the Mets, sent him packing, and brought back Rick Aguilera. Kevin Tappany, those are the two main cogs out of that. We had hoped that David West might turn into a good pitcher. He never did.
Never really did.
But those are two guys that contributed to the 91 World Series.
For sure.
So it was critical to get something good in return, and Andy McPhail and the Twins did just that in 89. 95, one of the big media deals ever. Walt Disney acquired Cap Cities ABC $19 billion. Now I can say the $19 billion.
Wow.
Walt Disney, because of that, they owned ESPN. They have since bought Star Wars. They've purchased Marvel. They purchased portions of Century Fox, whatever it is. Century 21 Fox.
They have some buying power, for sure.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big money deal.
But then Time Comcast, or whatever Time was, they tried to buy Disney.
Time Warner?
Time Warner, probably.
Yeah.
Some big companies out there,
no doubt.
Amazon could buy them all.
Probably.
Amazon, if Amazon wanted to, they could buy every company that ever existed, ever. And that includes your little lemonade stand that where you sell used golf balls outside your house.
Well, if they offer a fair price, it's on the market.
Might as well do it, right?
What you talking about, Rose?
Gary Coleman turned himself into police on this date. He allegedly punched a female fan. It turned out to be Kimberly. He didn't realize Kimberly was asking for Gary Coleman's autograph, and he punched Kimberly on this date. He turned himself into police, which was a good thing. Gary Coleman, of course, is no longer with us. That's kind of sad. That was in 1998.
Introducing the Pentium 3 processor. Don't just get onto the internet. Get into it.
Neil, do you remember where you were when you heard that Intel was introducing and had invented the Pentium 3 processor, the Pentium 3?
It doesn't stick with me, no. It for some reason. I'm sure it should, but it doesn't.
Sad day in local sports, 2001 this date. NFL offensive lineman, Vikings offensive lineman Corey Stringer.
Oh, yeah,
this was the date that he collapsed, and then he would die the next day.
Very sad.
Due to heat stroke. It was a hot day at the training camp in Mankato. And because of that, Neil, they've changed a lot of their rules and how they do training camp.
A lot of protocol changes.
Exactly. More water breaks, etc. Mm-hmm. 2001, a lot of Minnesota sports news here on today's Almanac.
This has probably been the hardest 72 hours I've dealt with since I've been in the NBA. Initially, I had no interest in leaving Minnesota. And I let that be known.
Kevin Garnett traded away by the Timberwolves on this date. It became evidence, I'm sure, to KG, evident and became obvious that he was not going to win a championship here.
Right.
It was going in the other direction, so he goes to the Celtics. Happy for Kevin because he won a title in Boston. And unlike the Twins trade with Frank Viola, we didn't get quite the same reward coming back here. I mean, we got some players that played, Al Jefferson, there was some other one.
Yep.
Sebastian Telfair.
But just didn't turn the program.
No. Now he might buy him.
He might
get an ownership group together. He's going to try and buy it from Glenn Taylor.
They've seemingly patched up some of their differences.
Apparently.
And let's see. I'm fine if that happens.
That was 2007. Then 5 years ago, we say goodbye to one of the great characters in wrestling.
You want a chance? Everybody wants to be like Roddy Piper. You want a chance? You want a chance to say something, brother? I'll tell you what, man. Here you go. Take the little microphone. There you go. There you go. Put it in the little greasy paws. You want to do something? Then you go ahead. You say exactly what you want to say to these
Piper's
people.
Pit was a must-watch feature on any wrestling program in the World Wrestling Federation.
Certainly one of the best characters ever.
That's the episode that he hits Jimmy Superfly Snuka across the head with a coconut. It's a foreign object. What is it? Brass knuckles? What? It's a coconut.
Yeah.
One of the great foreign objects of all time.
Right.
2015, Rowdy Piper passed away at the age of 61. He was Hot Rod. And then a year ago.
One official tells CBS News, Osama bin Laden's son Hamza is believed to have been killed in a military operation. Although he was not the target of the operation and was not even known to be at that location. Sometime later, officials say U.S. intelligence monitored conversations among al-Qaeda members about whether they should try to keep Hamza's death a secret or acknowledge it and celebrate him as a martyr.
He was the heir apparent to al-Qaeda. He was killed, though, on this date. So, here on the Almanac, we got Uday and Kusei.
Right.
And now Hamza. That was a year ago. 2019. It's birthday time today.
Having my baby.
Another makeup from yesterday.
Oh,
it's like
sure.
Printing all kinds of retractions and makeups and make goods. Could you please log those? We have to log all the makeups.
Yes, I'm making a note for Paul Anka here.
And Dick Wilson.
Okay.
Paul Anka was 79 yesterday, and we didn't have any audio of him because I accidentally deleted it. So happy birthday, belated Paul Anka.
I love you too much to ever start liking you.
Light 70s rock.
The story kinda ends.
From a man simply known as Lobo.
I love you too.
Me and you and a dog named Boo. Lobo, 77.
Fine
not,
singer.
Not to be confused with Sheriff Lobo.
Right, different
this
people.
Is Lobo.
Everybody loves a clown, so why don't you? Everybody laughs at the things that I say and do.
Jerry Lewis's boy, Gary Lewis. Gary.
They all laugh when they see.
Our cat Gary is named after Gary Lewis. I don't know if you knew that. It was Gary Lewis.
I didn't
Playboys.
Know that.
I was trying
Playboys.
To think of a song and trying to think of a name, and it. We're listening to the 60s on 6, and
of course, might have this been the Big Diamond
Q.
Ring.
I think I was
another.
Listening to the Big Q.
Oh, sure.
I think that's what is happening. And so Gary Lewis is 74.
Not a good song.
What time is it?
It's TV theme time.
Yeah, he had a lot of great 60s hits.
Yes, he did. God, I used to watch this show all the time.
You big loved fan, it. You're big a big Carol O'Connor fan, as
yes.
I was.
Yeah.
And Alan Autry is 68. One-time backup quarterback for the Green Bay Packers in the 70s. Who knew Carlos Brown? He decided to change his name to Alan Autry. The rest is history.
He was also the mayor, I think, of some town in California.
Well, who wasn't? Yeah. Sonny Bono, Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, Alan Autry.
Alan Autry.
Fresno.
So Alan Autry from he was one of the deputies, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Alan
he
Autry.
He was like the top deputy dog.
68.
Yeah.
Another second-generation star. Dan Blocker was Big Hoss.
Sure.
On Bonanza.
Yeah.
His son, Dirk Blocker,
nice.
Is having a birthday today, and we get to play some Little House on the Prairie audio.
What kind of a teacher am I if I can't keep the student that needs me most in school?
Well, it's not your fault I'm dumb. Dumb, Abel.
You're not dumb.
Well, you're not a bad teacher.
Oh, a very special episode.
You could kind of hear Hoss in there.
Yeah, and he looks like him, especially at this age. He doesn't look as much like him now because he's bald. He's on the show Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He's either Scully or Hitchcock. I get those two mixed up. But
sure.
He had a very special appearance on Little House as Dumb Abel. And Caroline was filling in for Miss Beadle and taught him to read
with
the help of the other school children at the Walnut Grove School. Dirk Blocker is 63. Wesley Snipes.
I really knocked the crap out of that one.
Oh, I plan to get at least a double out of this. I bought 100 of these. One for every base I'm going to steal.
What did Lou Brown say about Willie Mays Hayes?
Well, you may run like Mays or Hayes, but you hit like
bleep.
Beep.
So Wesley Snipes, 58. Harry Potter. Not Harry Potter himself, but the person who wrote those books.
Oh, sure.
J.K. Rowling. I imagine J.K. Rowling has made a dollar or two.
I bet you
on
she
the
came
Harry
out
Potter
okay
thing.
On that. Yep.
55. Dean Cain, 54.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, one thing's for sure, nobody's going to be looking at your face.
Mom?
Well, they don't call them tights for nothing.
Oh, that's kind of good. So the earthly mom of Clark Kent is looking at her adopted son in his tights.
Right. Something's creepy.
It was. So that's Dean Cain as Superman, Lewis and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman.
Yeah, I like that show, too.
Terry Hatcher.
Yeah, Terry Hatcher was so
as Lois Lane.
Excellent.
Dean Cain, 54. Chris Winkie from St. Paul, Heisman Trophy winner. Of course, Creighton Durham Hall went on to Florida State, played some in the NFL.
Multiple sports star as well.
Chris, as most of those Creighton Durham Hall guys are, Chris Winkie is 48. This guy.
And a little bit of chicken.
You're all right. I saw him in person last year at the 3M Open when they had their concert. Like their Thursday night concert. I think it was Thursday night.
Puts on a good show, doesn't he?
Yeah. And he puts on a good spread, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
As far as food. Mm-hmm. So, 42, let's go to the office.
We're all very excited you're going to be joining us. It'll be nice to have another MBA around here.
I'm excited, too. Okay. Bye.
Hmm? Who's that?
Nobody. You and I are done.
What?
He was Ryan the intern who just got promoted ahead of Michael, above Michael. So let's say, who's our intern now? We have Shelby?
Yes.
Just think if she got promoted to, the administrative level.
Right.
That's what happened with Ryan.
Leapfrogged several people.
He's going to corporate. BJ Novak is 41. Our rapper of the day is Lil Uzi Vert. Lil Uzi Vert. Is 26.
Oh,
and from Modern Family, they just ended their reign this spring.
Well, I'd forgotten a lot of things in my life, but what Jay said hit me hard. I'd forgotten to have a childhood. I'd never made a prank call. Never mixed different sodas together to see what they taste like. So I knew I had to make the most of what little childhood I had left.
He was Manny. He was wise beyond his years.
He was.
Rico Rodriguez, 22.
Gone but not forgotten, S.S. Kresge. He founded the Kresge Five and Dime.
Never heard of him.
Which would become Kmart.
Oh, whoa, really? That's where the K comes from.
Yes, indeed.
Not enough Kmarts anymore.
The S.S. Kresge Company, I worked there for a brief time at Kmart. That's how I know that is true.
We used to call it K-Junk.
1860.
My apologies to anybody.
Right.
That was just a joke when we were kids. You know?
Right. 1867. He was Liberace's brother, George Liberace, and a fine entertainer in his own right, born on this day, 1911. You know, for cartoons, we had Hanna-Barbera. For game shows, we had a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production.
This is Johnny Olson speaking for Match Game 73, a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production.
Game show.
Secret Storm next over most of the CBS
game show producer Bill Todman, who was one half of that duo, 1916. One of my favorites growing up. He's maybe the first real national announcer that I enjoyed, and that was Kurt Gowdy.
Bradshaw trying to get away, and his pass is broken up by Tatum. Tipped off. Rachel Harris has it. And he's over.
You know what reception that was, right?
The Immaculate.
There's only one.
It was deflected by Tatum, and Franco picked it up off his shoe tops, made a great catch, and then got into the end zone, that classic Raiders-Steeler matchup. Kurt Gowdy, born on this day, 1919, and he was Lurch on the Addams Family, Ted Cassidy.
You rang.
That's kind of what he did. He
played
that role.
Harpsichord.
He was in some other things.
Good. He played the harpsichord.
Yes, he did.
He was the second Bigfoot, $6 million man, when he met up against Bigfoot. And he also did the narration of the intro to The Incredible Hulk, the one that starred Bill Bixby.
Oh, yes. Very nice.
David Banner is believed to be dead, and he must make the people think that he is dead. He's able to overrun the evil spirit that dwells within him.
Ted Cassidy could have said it no better than that. He was born on this day, 1932, was Lurch, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Don't you have a friend whose nickname is Lurch?
I do.
Lurcher.
I could say happy birthday to the most famous person in Strasburg, North Dakota.
Lawrence Welk.
Little Al is celebrating his birthday today.
Let's start a no-repeat workday with Tanya Tucker, San Antonio Stroll, Phil Vassar, six-pack summer, and it's the full size, not the little 8 ounces. Mm. This is a full six-pack, Phil Vassar, at least 12, maybe 16, maybe the pint. And then Don Williams. Lord, I hope this day is good.
All good ones, but I'm going Phil Vassar.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.